draw A2 slide rules. A normal slide rule is used to perform multiplications and divisions and find the value of functions like sine, cosine and tangent, reciprocal and exponential. Its invention goes back to the 17th century, but it was in the mid-20th century that they were most popular, and many specialised forms with extra scales were developed. Multiplication and division are performed by adding or subtracting the logarithms of the numbers involved by sliding the logarithmic scales past each other. Although circular slide rules have always been available, linear forms have been most popular with scientists and engineers. Number one is a Coggeshall rule, made by J. Aston in Birmingham in 1870. It's an example of a folding boxwood carpenter's rule with a brass slider for calculations and with a depth gauge on the back of it. Number two is a Rietz pattern pocket slide rule made by Faber-Castell in Germany. It's unusual in that it has an adiator adding machine on the back. The leather pouch also holds a stylus for operating the adiator. There's a photocopy of the front side of the slide rule so you can see how the whole system worked. Number three is an SKF mini slide rule made by Hemi in Japan. It's a novelty rule with just basic scales in a little leather case. It was presumably a gift for SKF bearing customers. Hemi used bamboo for the cause of their rules. Number four is a Model N300 made by Pickett and Eckel in the USA. It's another pocket rule made of magnesium alloy, very popular with aircraft engineers. A similar rule was used as a backup calculator on Apollo missions. Note that some of the scales start at pi. This makes multiplying by pi easier. Number five is a Model 601 from UTO. It's another pocket rule with sine and tangent on the back. Number six is a Studio Log 0969 made by Aristo in Germany. It's made of plastic and is a dual face rule with many scales, including log-log scales, which are used to raise any number to any power. It was purchased by staff member Dr. Lasich in 1975 for £6.50. Number seven is a PIC number 161 made by A.G. Thornton in England. It's a rule for electrical engineers. Note the trademark gadget on the end of the slide, which is used for reading the scales underneath. Number eight is a dual face number 454 made by W&G in Melbourne. It's an artillery and survey rule, and it facilitates solutions of triangle problems. It's the same W&G that made gramophone records. Number nine is another rule from W&G in Melbourne. It's the general purpose 421. Fairly rare because it had constructional problems. But it does have wonderful scales. Note the 100th of an inch engravings on the measurement scale. The cursor is a replacement. Number 10 is a general purpose economy rule with laminated paper scales made by Unique in the UK. Number 11 is another Australian rule, an engineering rule made by the Service Rule Company in Sydney. And number 12 is a Russian slide rule, the model Kiev, donated by academician Marat Soskin from the Institute of Physics in Kiev.